Lord, as we begin our journey of Advent, we just ask for your blessing to help us stay focused on its message of being prepared, staying awake and alert, and eager to do your work at all times and to give an account for the hope inside of us. So we just pray as we begin this journey together as a parish, as a community of faith, that you would open our hearts to the specific plan you have for each one of us, that we may grow closer to you and to one another. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I just said in the opening prayer there for the homily, we begin the season of Advent, which is very short. And this year, Christmas happens to fall on a Sunday, which is a bit unusual. So we do get the whole fourth week of Advent to kind of prepare and have some very beautiful readings. And there's three things I would like to propose to you to kind of help us focus on the meaning of the season and inviting the Holy Spirit to make us be more fruitful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in preparing for this homily and just looking ahead at the readings, we read a lot from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah had such wonderful news to announce, first of all, the coming of the Savior, but also that God was very interested in beginning a process of renovation and restoration for his people. They'd been trampled down, they'd had enemies, they'd been divided, had all kinds of trauma in their life, and he wanted to reaffirm their dignity. So the scripture readings during Advent get us back in touch with a very important truth that we are children of God. 1 John 3, see what love the Father has for us, that we're called children of God, and so we are. And as somebody once shared with me while we were taping a program for Sacred Heart Radio, we're human beings, not human doings. And so often we equate our value and worth by what we do, and that's kind of a lie. Well, it's not kind of a lie, it's a lie from the enemy. Our dignity is intact because God so loved the world he sent his son. And so to get in touch with that, to really believe that God spared no expense to bring you and I into his kingdom of light. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, my voice teacher gave me a cassette, not an eight track, a cassette, not that old. And we had the song, the Via Dolorosa on it. And that song just got to me because all of a sudden as I heard the song, it's a beautiful song, it's in Spanish and English, it's bilingual. Out of love for you and me, it dawned on me that he really did that for me and I'm not just some random product here and that he has a plan for my life, and I began to really seek that from that point on as I heard those beautiful words, out of love for you and me. He chose to walk that road out of love for you and me. So we want to get in touch with our dignity as children of God. Living out of a false sense of ourselves just leads us to all kinds of misery and pain and trauma. So see what love the Father has for us, that we're called children of God, and so we are. We want to wake up to that reality. The second thing is discernment. The scripture readings will just greatly impress upon us that the majority of people will not be spiritually ready when Jesus comes again. And it invites us to stay awake and to be alert, to discern the signs of the times, or to scrutinize the signs of the times in light of the gospel. That's how the Second Vatican Council put it. So we need to be praying to the Holy Spirit for guidance on what we're supposed to be doing. And this is such a busy time of the year that sometimes we just get so distracted that we do a lot of physical things, we get a lot of gifts and things, but we really don't take the time spiritually to really ask the Lord, what's going on in my life? What are you doing in my life, and what am I doing for you, and how can we, you know, lessen that gap and get closer to one another, and then I can hear the Holy Spirit telling me how to behave and what to do in my everyday life, discerning the signs of the times. And looking around at world events, am I getting so caught up in watching the news and social media that I'm really not taking the time? What can I do, Lord, for you? I can't solve all the world's problems, but am I conducting myself as a Christian should conduct himself? And so our discernment, we just pray for discernment. A gentleman once said, you know, pray and discern, take the next right step, and be a sign of hope for others. That sounds like a good plan to me, especially being a sign of hope for others. When people struggle during this time of the year, the emphasis on family unity. It also emphasizes the dysfunction we often have in our families and all the brokenness and the loss and everything. So be a sign of hope for others. Lord, what can I do to affirm this person or share some words of encouragement with them? The last thing is deliverance. You get these three D's, dignity, discernment, deliverance. And we need to be delivered from negative thinking, from things that oppress us and prevent us from living as children of light. I know for myself, being home last week, you know, with my dad and his cancer and everything, there was a real wrestling match going on as far as, you know, being sad about this might be our last Thanksgiving. You know, all the memories we've had in that house, all the adventures we've shared together, it's coming to an end. So I'm thinking in a very negative way about everything, but then realizing I need to counteract it with thanking God for all the things we have had. I mean, so many families that, you know, they're not close to their fathers, and there's a lot of brokenness and stuff, and we didn't have that. He's been an exceptional father to me and my brother, and we've had a wonderful life together. But that gravitational pull to think negatively, I need to be delivered from that. Maybe somebody here too needs to be delivered from the trauma of losing somebody, a divorce, some kind of horrible betrayal. You know, we're really good as Catholics about meeting people's physical needs. We have St. Vincent de Paul. Next week we have the collection for Catholic Community Services. But when it comes to inner healing, we're really not doing a very good job with that. I just had a friend, she just paid someone $300 for an hour session of inner healing. It was via Zoom. It was a Protestant gentleman. I watched part of it because I was setting up the technology for it. And he was very gifted. And, you know, he has a family, he has to support. So that's why he says, you know, he charges. But where do we find it in the Catholic Church? You know, we have encounter ministries, but a few people go through that. But overall, we're really not on the ball as far as inner healing and really drawing upon the Lord's desire to set us free from things that hurt and oppress us. And we have a lot of excess food and things and prosperity. But inside, I think people are really struggling. And we need to focus more on that and make people realize that God really cares about all the trauma and different things that are going on in your life. And not just mechanically go through the motions, but say, hey, do you really understand? And we have people we can train to lead people through inner healing sessions and help them to forgive people. That's a huge theme of Advent, too, is letting go and forgiving people. You know, we talked about in the gospel how if the man had known when the thief was going to come, he wouldn't let him break into his house. When we don't forgive people, the enemy breaks into our house and causes all kinds of havoc. And I just know, even in my own family, that that's a huge concern. It's that, you know, not letting go of past hurts, and then they just get brought up again and again, and the dysfunction just continues. But Jesus Christ came to set us free. With God, all things are possible. I can let go of that past hurt or that injury. I don't have to be defined by that or live out of it. And the Holy Spirit can set us free from that. So we all need deliverance in our lives, and just pray for more healing ministries to come inside the Catholic Church. And we won't charge you $300 an hour. But it was a very profound session. And the person said it was worth every penny because the Lord did some amazing things in their life. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. So dignity, discernment, and deliverance. May we all have a blessed Advent. And thank you, Lord, for coming the first time. And we'll be ready when you come again. Amen.